I wanted to write the book because I felt like there was a lot of misunderstanding about the young people who work in the factories in China, and the stories that I'd seen in the newspapers had generally focused on the abuses and the oppression of their life. And these are the people who make the shoes and handbags and daily use items that we buy at Walmart and Target and use every day. So I wanted to understand a bit more about what these people who are making these products, what their lives are really like.
What kind of feedback have you gotten on your book from Americans around the country?
People say, you know, I'm really surprised to hear that these young women have goals and dreams and ambitions, and, you know, that coming out to the city and working in the factory is also a sense of adventure and opportunity and not just kind of suffering and abuses. So I think it's hopefully opened people's eyes to a more complete picture of what life is like for this group of people in China.
So can you talk a little bit about the two women that you chronicled in the book?
Sure. One is named Liu Qingmin. And when she starts, when I first met her, she had just turned 18 years old, and she'd been working in the city for about 2 years, starting off on an assembly line making kind of cheap electronic calendars and pocket calculators, that kind of product. The other woman I write about is named Wu Chunming, and when I met her, she was in her early 30s, and she had been living in the city for more than a decade. And I wanted to sort of chronicle the lives of these two women, and I purposely chose women who are at different stages of life because I think their experiences were very different. And I basically spent about 2 years just following their lives, going down to Dongguan, which is this huge factory city in South China, and going down every month and basically spending a week or two just kind of hanging around with these girls as they went out on, you know, dinners or dates or, you know, weekends, going out with friends, meeting them after work, and just kind of seeing the changes in their lives over that period.
In the beginning of the book, I think it was a mean story. The first factory that she went to when she first came out, she didn't stay very long. And can you talk about that, how it was kind of a gamble when you moved to one factory from to another?
Yeah, that was one of the really surprising things for me, was how often people jumped factories. And, you know, my impression was maybe they would come out from the countryside to the city, you know, land a job, and then just kind of stay there because they were so afraid of being unemployed or being homeless, because basically it's only when you have a job that you have a dorm bed and a place to eat and basically a way of living. So I kind of thought that there would be quite a bit of stability, but in fact, the complete opposite was true, you know. And for example, with Min, she found a job immediately, but she hated the job and the pay was really bad. And then she very quickly jumped to another job and then another job. And the way these young people would just kind of almost blindly jump into a new world was just, it was amazing to me that the kind of courage that they had that I think most of us would lack to basically jump into the unknown again and again in their effort to better themselves and to find a more lucrative and more appealing position.
You described the migrants in your book, or you said that they are considered to be the rural elite. Can you talk about why?
So generally, these are young people who have finished middle school or, you know, attended a couple years of middle school, who can read and write pretty well, who come from sort of middle-level rural families. These are the people who want to go out from home and find a better life for themselves. And, you know, that was another surprising thing, was people before had often depicted these migrants as kind of like driven by poverty and hunger and desperation, and that was not what I found by talking to the migrants. I found that they left home with a clear goal in mind, you know, knowing what they were looking for, and you know, pretty resourceful in terms of being able to find a place, find a job, and find a better life for themselves.
Would you compare that going out to the American dream?
In many cases, I think that's a pretty good analogy, because these people are going to the city to improve their lives, to fulfill their dreams, to move up the economic ladder, to, you know, meet a person and marry and hopefully set up a family and a home in a new place. And I think all these parallels with immigrants coming to America in the 19th century are, you know, work pretty well. And again, I felt like when you make that kind of comparison, people understand more clearly that this is a story about opportunity and adventure as much as it's a story about hardship and pain and suffering and leaving people behind.